Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. You can get a brand new Yamaha golf cart there. Wouldn't that be fun? My neighbors ride around in those in the neighborhood. Actually, their kids do, which I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that. They're like ripping around on the streets. There's like six kids packed in it. They're hanging on the top like a fucking train in India. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can also pick up side-by-sides there, UTV, ATV, and stuff like that, all at Impact Power Sports. Thank you so much to them. From what I'm understanding, the dude that shot Carly Simon, Charlie Kirk, has been arrested.
A nondescript young guy.
I think his name is Tyler Robbins.
Cap and a baseball, and a t-shirt and sunglasses, who was able to carry a rifle onto a roof and then slip away. I mean, is that sort of an FBI agent's worst nightmare?
It is. I mean, when you look at it, he's 22 years old. He's fairly young.
So they're getting ready to have a press conference. So they're kind of like talking it up before the actual press conference begins. From what I'm understanding, this dude, his parents might have turned him in. So they're going to cover that coming up. In the there's the guy running off the roof. This is the first time I've ever seen that. This is after the shooting took place. Wow, that's a long fall. And then he takes off running. My God. So they had good video on him. If you're the mom and dad, like this image right here, this is a very clear image of this 22-year-old. Can you imagine if you have no clue whatsoever that this could possibly be your son? And you're just minding your own business and you're like, "Oh my God, that's my son." I'm a little surprised. It says that my video is showing up for you guys, so I don't know why you don't see what I see. It looks like black to you, huh? Was it not there, or did it show up? I'm getting confused by the comments there. All right, good. I'm glad that it's there, because that would have been a real bummer. What's interesting is Bob says, "Yeah, it's there now." Or Bob, "Yeah, we got the webpage, but no video." Scott says, "It's there now." And so I'm getting like conflicting reports as to what's going on here. I'm hoping to cover the press conference live as it happens, as they're getting ready to start that thing. But back to my point of mom and dad. I mean, my God, can you imagine if you're like, oh my God, that's my son. The first thing I would do is try to like trace my own steps. Is this somehow going to get pinned on me? That's what I would focus on. Oh my God. And I think that there was a reward for this, and I don't know if it was like a, how much money was on the line, but if I would absolutely do that. So I'm just waiting for that press conference to begin. Hopefully we'll get it.
Look at all his social media. Those search warrants are going in for his social media, his emails, and all that as you identify
them. Chris says,
them,
do you get the reward if you whistleblow on your son?
You're talking to them to get timelines, to get friends, to get all...
I would think you would. So the guy, apparently 1 hour ago, this all unfolded. Trump was being interviewed.
We were all watching that. Yeah. J.D. Vance was supposed to be with you. He went out to be with Charlie Kirk's family and to get the body back to his hometown in Arizona. And you said you were going to award him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is very nice of you. Any updates on the suspect?
Yeah. Can I always say, I think, just to protect us all, and so Fox doesn't get sued and we all don't get sued and everything else, but I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him
in custody.
Right? In custody. Everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor. Everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days. You know, it's amazing, actually, when you start off with that and then all of a sudden you get lucky or talent or whatever it is. But, I think we're in great shape.
Mr. President.
And he's in custody.
Your suspicion was that he was radical left. And now you have more information. What can you share with us about his ideology?
Yeah, Lawrence, let me just... And by the way, Lawrence is doing a good job. What's going on?
Fantastic job, yeah.
What? Lawrence is doing...
I'm very proud of you.
That's condescending. Lawrence is doing a good job. What's going on here? Was he not expected to do a good job? I don't know who that is. Hey, look at you. You're doing a good job here.
Thank you, sir.
I said you were going to do well. I think that I don't want to go too far. I'd like to tell you some stories at how it happened, but essentially somebody that was very close to him turned him in.
All right, hang on a second here. I keep checking back to the press conference here. Actually, I'll just keep watching.
And that happens when you had some of those good shots. Somebody is going to say, whether it's a parent or whatever, I'd rather not say right now. They're going to announce it today.
You did just say it was a parent.
But somebody close to him turned to me. You know, they said, whoa, it's interesting. We had very good pictures, but not great, not perfect. And when you look at it, what happened is somebody, and this happens a lot. It happened with the crazy Boston bomber. It happened with others. Somebody that's close recognizes even a little tilt of the head, which nobody else would do. And somebody that was very close to him said, that's him. And essentially went to the father, went to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic, by the way. And the person was involved with law enforcement, but was a person of faith, a minister, and brought him to a U.S. Marshal who was fantastic. And the father convinced the son, this is it. And again, I'm always subject to be corrected, but you know, I'm just giving you, based on what I'm hearing, they'll give you a much more active. I just heard about it 5 minutes before I walked in. As I'm walking in, they said, looking real good. They have the person that they wanted. So You have breaking news, don't you, huh?
Thank you.
You always have breaking news, Ainsley.
Right.
Sean's going to be very disappointed that we're not doing it on his show.
Yeah. He'll be very thankful and appreciative of the police officers that got this guy.
They did a great job.
Sean will be disappointed that it's not on his show.
Everybody worked together. Pam Bondi is incredible, by the way. People don't know what a star she is. She's incredible. And it all worked out.
Could I ask you just...
Yeah, like Sean Hannity is really going, oh, fuck! They caught the assassin who shot this dude in cold blood. And it's not on my show that they're breaking the news. I sincerely doubt that Sean Hannity is upset.
Some clarification. So a pastor was able to turn him in, or they got the family of the shooter to turn them in?
Well, it was a minister, and the minister went to a minister who was involved with law enforcement, by the way. And his good friend is a top U.S. Marshal. And they took it from there. And then it was a father got involved, namely his father.
A father, namely his father. And earlier he was saying, may have been a parent, but I don't want to say. He's said everything.
And again, subject to change, but, you know, the facts are the facts.
He was, like, trying to be cautious, but at the same time, he's not cautious at all. All right. All right, NBC is saying here.
Charlie Kirk's events are published well in advance. He had a plan for a multi-city tour of college campuses. Was there any interest shown by the suspect in identifying information about where Charlie Kirk was going to be? Are there any
Badger
links to
adds,
him? Is there any history of communicating about Charlie Kirk as a public figure, political ideology, all of that? We don't know any motive at this point. We don't know the specifics about gun ownership. That is an avenue that federal law enforcement can now pursue.
All right. I'll have to go back to that. I don't want to sit here and wait for a press conference. This is when the story broke about an hour and a half ago.
This morning, President Trump announcing on Fox News, on the show Fox and Friends, that a suspect is now in custody. The shooter, believed to be the shooter in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We have NBC News correspondent Morgan Chesky on the ground in Utah. He is there on site. Morgan, thank you very much for being with us. President Trump saying about this person of interest, what exactly do we know so far? Why are officials confident they have the right person?
That is a question we hope to ask here in a press conference, Savannah, in about 45 minutes in this very building behind me. And we know that FBI Director Kash Patel will be in attendance. It was just hours ago, late last night, that authorities released new video that certainly contributed to bringing this person into custody. And in the president's interview, he said some things that were very telling that we're going to be hopefully following up on to gain some clarity, saying that someone close to this person of interest recognized them either from the images or the video that had been released, and then reached out to the father of that individual, who then in turn, according to the president now, convinced this person to join them, and they went to a U.S. Marshal. Now, that is how, if I'm hearing the president correctly, he's laying kind of the timeline of events here, and that would certainly be a best-case scenario in that there was no resistance, especially, you know, from an armed standpoint, with this person being brought into custody. Authorities have been very tight-lipped, either from keeping their cards close to the vest or simply because they didn't know very much about this person, other than the images and the video that they shared. In this press conference, where we hope to learn more, we do know that state investigators will also be there. They've been working hand-in-hand with federal investigators since this shooting took place. In fact, I've been told that more than 100 law enforcement personnel have been kind of scouring the scene and the area and have been on the case to try to track down this person. But the governor making it very clear last night that the public was vital here. They needed the public's help, and it led them to conducting more than 200 interviews and fielding thousands of tips, and certainly all of those combined have led to, you know, this person now being brought into custody. The president saying that he believes with a high degree of certainty that this individual is the person who fired that fatal shot, killing Charlie Kirk in broad daylight with thousands of witnesses and attendants as he visited this campus, Utah Valley University, the first stop in what was supposed to be a nationwide tour. Now, earlier, investigators had painted a grim timeline from surveillance footage where they spotted this individual arrive on campus at 11:52 a.m. And then using other camera angles, they were able to follow this person through stairwells and up onto a roof where they say he stretched out in a prone position. And then at around 12:20, just a few minutes after Charlie Kirk began fielding questions from the crowd, they say he fired a single fatal shot that struck Kirk in front of the crowd. Now, we do know that Kirk was rushed to a nearby hospital, but passed away soon after. As for the next steps of the person who pulled the trigger, that video showed them leaping off the building, and that was one of the videos released late last night. Guys?
And Morgan, it seems like one of the videos that made a big difference, knowing that somebody who seems to be familiar with the suspect is actually who alerted authorities. Morgan Chesky in Utah for us. Thank you so much. I want to bring in our national law enforcement and intelligence correspondent, Tom Winter. Tom has been all over this. You actually have some new information for us this morning.
Yes, Savannah. So it is, as authorities described, an individual in their early 20s, 22 years old, from Utah, the person that is now in custody, believed to be the person who is the suspect. This individual, apparently a family member, saw the photos that have been put out there, the same photos that we're looking at right now, saw those photos, confronted their son, and then called police. At that point, he was taken into custody, and right now is in the process of, they're obviously trying to talk to him. We don't know if they're talking to him, but to recap again, this suspect in the early 20s, 22 years old, from Utah, is in custody right now, believed to be the suspect after a family member saw the photos that we've been looking at now for the last 24 hours or so, confronted their son and said, look, you know, effectively, is this you? And at that point, there's a point where he's turned into police, and that's where the investigation stands. I think soon we'll be able to report to you a name on this individual. Obviously, we're in the process of starting to pour over social media accounts, LinkedIn pages, all that type of stuff, to try and determine if anything's been posted by this person over the last several days, anything that could point to a motive. Sometimes people leave writings behind. Rarely they leave a manifesto behind. That'll all be part of the investigation. But to confirm the news that the president of the United States has said himself, just in the last 20 minutes or so, it appears there's been obviously a major breakthrough here.
Absolutely. Tom Winter confirming that news for us. Again, an announcement that the president had made just a moment ago on Fox News. There is now a suspect in custody. New details there from our Tom Winter in his early 20s and turned in by someone who actually knew him. That information coming, of course, after that video and photos were put out of a suspect, a person of interest.
Yeah, I can't. I cannot imagine anybody getting so wound up over anything politically that this is the end all. I don't get it. And the message is getting out there too with people. I mean, about if you like making the comments on social media about this, you know, Kirk being, I mean, there isn't one thing in the world that Kirk has ever said that, I would say, yeah, hey, that's great. I don't agree with that guy at all, or did not. I wouldn't agree with anything ever that that guy has said. So I would be the first one to say, yeah, fuck that guy. But I mean, it ends there. The idea that someone would then go that route is beyond insane. Whenever there's anything that takes it to that level, it's just horrific. And this one is such a powder keg. Oh boy. Stu's right. If he had anything to lose, he would have lost it. I said to him, I go, yeah, are you feeling the heat? Are you going to get canceled? He goes, canceled for what? I don't have anything. Oh, you're right. You don't. But I have, it's my goal to discuss this as much as anybody, without putting myself into jeopardy. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says that the bad guy is a trained Mossad sniper. I'm sorry. KMK thinks that that is a trained Mossad sniper. And I don't know what that means. KMK is the multi-talented Kristen Megan Kelly. She is the local janitor who fancies herself as an expert on crazy shit. Tyler K is here. He's taking off time from cutting up polyps to write, people are way too wound up in politics these days. The second anyone starts to try to talk politics with me, I walk away. I don't, actually. When they talk politics, that's an opportunity for me to solidify my safety. If people start talking to me about politics, I go, yeah, I know. Wow. Oh, man. Really? Oh, God, I hadn't heard that. You just got to, all they're looking for is a sounding board. And when they realize what you're doing there is you're intentionally being boring or just acting like a doofus. You know, playing dumb is so effective. Because if I play dumb, they're going to be like, God, he's a fucking idiot. I'm not going to bring this up with him again. If you walk away, they're going to shoot you. Because they think that you don't agree with them. Well, there's a chance that they could shoot you. And if you say what's really on your mind, you're in double the trouble. So my advice to you is play dumb. So when they bring up like Charlie Kirk getting shot, you say, who's that? What happened to him? And he does what? Wait a minute. What do you mean what does that even mean? Just like start to ask dumb questions, and they're going to get annoyed with you. And they're going to go, ah, yeah, you're a stupid fuck. You don't know. And they go, oh, okay. And then that'll be it. They won't come back. They won't come back because you won't be able to give them what they want. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30%. In a minute, but let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Chris in Buffalo says, I'm too stupid to know what's really going on. and too busy with my own shit. That's, you can actually say that. That's actually a good thing to say if that's what you're suggesting. Say, oh man, I think I've heard something about it, but I don't know what's going on, and I'm just too busy to even, you know. Ben Glaze is here. He writes, people that I'm around today are talking transgender, people because of this. You mean they're saying bad things about, I don't, wow. Well, all right. He says, it's a shame and I want to walk out. No, and don't show it on your face. Just look dumb. Just game face, you know, stoic. Don't react. Megan's here. She writes, I just remembered that Ben Glaze flushes weird shit down the toilet. Ben sent me an image of the cat litter bag, and it says that the cat litter is flushable. He sent the same thing to Chris in Buffalo. So I think Ben's off the hook for that. If it says flushable, I just don't know who flushes it. I would just throw it in the garbage. He says it's corn-based litter, so it's flushable. You know what? I think Ben Glaze is redeemed on that one. What started out as everybody was attacking Ben Glaze for being a dumb cock, I am fairly certain that he's off the hook. Nice job, Ben. But Chris says, look, man, I can show you how well corn gets digested at the shit plant, LOL. Of course, Chris does this for a living. He works at a poop plant in or around Buffalo. Tyler says flushable wipes are flushable too, but they're really not. So, Ben Glaze, I think your best bet to save you any trouble. I mean, it's not your own residence. It's an apartment, so who gives a shit, I guess. But it'd be best, Ben, if you put that shit in a bag and then get rid of it. Just throw it in the garbage. I have never flushed cat litter down the toilet. There have been numerous people who have gotten in trouble based on the story about Charlie Kirk. People are getting fired because, okay, Kirk had typical right-wing opinions that half the country does not agree with. And I think that if you feel the urge to write terrible things because what Kirk says does not align with your political views, you're probably going to be in some degree of trouble. You're going to get canceled. Now, this is, now I invented cancellation. So I know this is pot calling the kettle black, but I have learned from this over the years. University of Mississippi announced it has terminated an employee due to hurtful and sensitive comments made on social media regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. University Chancellor Glenn Boyce released an official statement on the university's social media pages on Thursday, stating that the unnamed employee was terminated after Kirk was fatally shot. The comments run completely counter to our institutional values of civility, fairness, and respecting the dignity of each person. The employee referred to actions that reimagined Klan members like Kirk have taken, ending the post with, so no, I have no prayers to offer Kirk or respectable statements against violence. Now, that's what did it. I think you have to go ahead and consider the fact that if you say nothing, if you have nothing nice to say about this one, it's probably best to say nothing at all because you will be in deep shit. Mississippi State Auditor Shad White, who is a vocal critic of what he calls woke initiatives in higher education, shared a post that X on X that may have alluded to an employee at the university and what was reshared on social media to Ole Miss. Did an Ole Miss employee just repost this insane reaction to Charlie Kirk's murder? Yeah, it was it's pretty ugly. So this person right here is now out at Ole Miss. That's not the only one, though. The Carolina Panthers football team, they had some guy in their whatever department, some employee of the Carolina Panthers, made a crack. And, okay, if you're going to make cracks like this, let's say you see the Kirk murder and you want to go, you're the only way you're going to be able to get away with this is if you go ahead and you create a fake account, or you wipe your account, make it so that no one can track you down. 1 second after this guy, whoever this is, posted shitty comments about the Kirk murder, people would screenshot it and then send it off to the Carolina Panthers. And then that shit rolled downhill really fast. The person involved is named Charlie Rock, which is just three letters away from the exact same name as Charlie Kirk. Actually, two letters. He posted about Kirk's death, and it was a few hours after he was shot and killed. And Charlie Rock wrote, "Why are y'all sad? Your man said it was worth it," and included a photo of Kirk. And Charlie Rock also included a reference to the Wu-Tang Clan song, "Protect Your Neck," in the post. Okay, so you see where that's going. You can't, just an hour or two after this horrible video circulated with unbelievable amount of blood and gore, it's probably not a great idea to say, "Why are y'all sad? Your man said it was worth it," with a quote to a reference to the song "Protect Your Neck." I mean, the guy got his neck blown out and he bled out in seconds. The Panthers posted shortly after, "The views expressed by our employees are their own and do not represent those of the Carolina Panthers. We do not condone violence of any kind. We are taking this matter very seriously and have accordingly addressed it with the individual." And then they fired him. We talked about MSNBC employee Matthew Dowd. He wasn't cheeky when he said that, Matthew Dowd. He made the dumb comment about, well, maybe it was a Trump supporter shooting their gun in the air. I think he was serious when he said it. And then he went into detail moments later about hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions. Which what that's doing there is that's like setting up saying, yeah, you see, you got what you reap what you sow. And you know, honestly, go ahead and think that if you want, but you're probably going to get fucking fired if you say it out loud. Becca Shea is here, who I know is on the left side of things. Becca Shea says free speech is gone. So I need to maybe break this down a little bit. No, it isn't. There is nothing preventing you or these people from saying whatever they want, without any type of persecution or reaction from the government as dictated in the Constitution. You know that. You're smarter than that. So, no, it's not. This has nothing to do with free speech. This is what KMK would say is a free market solution. And as much as we laugh at her, she's right. It is. This is a free market solution. All people are doing is saying, hey, one of your employees is saying this. And they go, oh, well, we don't want to be connected to that guy. See you later. That's the way it goes. I have become quite careful, actually, in the things that I say and do. Time and place for everything. It literally is a matter of timing. You could make a joke about something way down the road in time that you couldn't make earlier. You got to think it through. So if you're going to be dumb enough in this day and age with the instantaneousness of what a person says, then you deserve it. You fucking deserve that, you idiot. You are a stupid dumbass. You should know better. The fact that some nobody with the Carolina Panthers, all it takes is one person to see that. One. Screenshot, send it to whatever publication. Hey, this guy works for the Carolina Panthers, and he said this terrible shit. Protect your neck. Oh, you're dead. You're dead by the time you get off the toilet. Scott P., fellow kidney donator, writes this. Justin, Charlie Kirk, suspected assassin, is 22-year-old Utah local Tyler Robinson. And this is what Tyler looks like. That's not a great image. I'm just holding my phone up to the screen. So by the time some of you who listen to this audio, you will have probably already seeing these images floating around. Just looks like any other young dude. Cole says, if you are someone that has seen the video and are still celebrating, fuck you. You shouldn't be celebrating to begin with, but he's dead before he falls off the chair. It was brutal. Chris in Buffalo says that Tyler Robinson looks like Cyrus from the Trailer Park Boys. I'll have to take your word for it. I've not seen it. Bread Bull Brain Chris says Facebook and X are the Wild West right now with screenshots and people getting reported to their employers, LOL. There's one more that's significant that I heard of. You had the Ole Miss employee. You had the Carolina Panthers employee, Charlie Rock. Middle Tennessee State University is a fairly big operation. Big school. And the dean got fired. Or a dean got fired. I don't know if it was the dean, but it might have been like a dean of a department or like whatnot. It was a dean at a Tennessee university was fired over social media posts saying she has zero sympathy for slaying conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The president of the school, Sidney McPhee, made the statement after what officials are calling the political assassination of the American right-wing activist on September 10th. And as comments from the school's assistant dean began making the rounds on several social media platforms. So assistant dean. This school is 40 miles south of downtown Nashville. Let's see, what exactly did she say? The comments of this person, whose name is Laura Sash Lightsey. Laura Sash Lightsey, that's a hyphenated last name, were brought to the attention of United States Senator Marsha Blackburn. Oh, God. It's remarkable. I'm interested in the speed at which this happened. Stand by. Called for the dean's removal. The Republican lawmaker who recently announced her run for Tennessee governor shared copies of the comments about Kirk, which another user had screenshotted and said they were made by an assistant dean of students at the university. So there you go. This person, whatever her name was, I already forgot. Laura Sash Lightsey made the comments. Someone named Matthew Hurt screenshot it and sent it to Marsha Blackburn, who reposted it. This is a free market solution. Laura Sash Lightsey wrote, "Looks like old Charlie spoke his fate into existence. Hate begats hate. Zero sympathy." Oh, my God, you asshole. Badger is tipping me off that the press conference is happening right now. I don't even know how to get it. NBC News, Kirk Presser.
From new beginnings to milestones.
I need an ad blocker. One of you sent one my way, and I appreciate that, but I've got to install it. I'm an idiot. All right, stand by.
Messages related to visually watching the area where a rifle was left, and a message referring to having left the rifle wrapped in a towel. The messages also refer to engraving bullets and a mention of a scope and the rifle being unique. Messages from the contact Tyler also mentioned that he had changed outfits. I know there has been speculation as well as to the writing on those casings, those bullet casings, and I believe we have that as well. And I will share that with you now. So the area north of Campus Drive Road where the suspect crossed over, you saw some of that in the video that we released last night, consists of a grassy area with trees on the edge of the UVU campus. Investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a dark-colored towel. The rifle was determined to be a Mauser Model 98 30-06 caliber, 30-06 caliber bolt-action rifle. The rifle had a scope mounted on top of it. Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on casings found with the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this question mark?" Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist, exclamation point, catch, exclamation point. Up arrow symbol, right arrow, and symbol, and three down arrow symbols." A second unfired casing read, "Oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow Chow." And a third unfired casing read, "If you read this, you are gay, LMAO." We are indebted to law enforcement across the state who's worked seamlessly together,
what was the bulge?
Local law enforcement, state law enforcement, and our federal partners with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Is we're the grateful up arrow,
for
down
everyone
arrow, was that like
who worked together in such a short amount of time to find this person and to bring justice. I want to thank the public who has been so engaged, reviewing reviewing videos, helping us with sending in tips, and helping us get to this point. I want to thank the family members of Tyler Robinson who did the right thing in this case and were able to bring him into to law enforcement as well. I especially want to
Chris says, did he put
thank
Grand
the family
Theft
of
Auto
Charlie Kirk,
codes on
Erica,
the bullet.
Charlie's parents, his children. I want us to be thinking of them.
Red Bull
as
Brain
we bring
Chris
justice
says,
in this
well, that
case.
All makes perfect sense. Clearly writing from
justice.
A rational mind.
We will be working very closely with them as we move through this process as well. This is a very sad day for, again, for our country, a terrible day for the state of Utah. But I'm grateful that at this moment we have an opportunity to bring closure to this very dark chapter in our nation's history. With that, I will now turn the microphone over to the director of the FBI, Kash Patel.
Thank you,
He's
Governor.
A little buddy. Teeny weeny.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops. The FBI and our partners are proud to stand here today together to bring justice to the family of Charlie Kirk and honor his memory. I want to express my deep gratitude to President Trump, the Vice President, and the entire White House who have been so incredibly supportive with both resources and just personally to the FBI as a team. They had our backs the entire way, and I just want to express my gratitude for giving us the resources we need to operate in this space to bring this sort of justice at this sort of speed. In 33 hours, we have made historic progress for Charlie. Governor Cox, our partnership has been absolutely incredible these last few days. Our partnership will endure. Your state and local partners, your sheriffs, your DPS community has been unbelievably impressive in the hardest of times. In a case like this, cannot be solved, cannot be brought without partnering with your state and local authorities. The FBI has a certain role to play, and we will play that role, and we will lead out for the federal government.
Getting into the accolades now. I wanted specifics of what had happened, and it seems like the governor gave it. Let's see. Ben Glaze says, is the bulge reference on the casing to transgender women who haven't had surgery? I don't know. Maybe it's something that Kirk had said over the years. All right. That is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.